Blog Talk Radio.
Well, gonna do it to me again, y'all.
What happened?
It's got to where it doesn't like for me to play my MP3.
Oh.
Yep. It'll kick in eventually. Usually I play my music and then it'll come on.
Okay.
Come on. Already?
Make it behave.
Seriously.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
It's doing something, y'all. I don't know what it's doing. It's got a mind of its own.
They don't like that sometimes.
Right.
It's all good.
Oh, me. Let's see. Well, let's try and play one of your songs.
Hello. This is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. John Krause, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paige Roberts Show. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
first motion picture studio ever set up in the world was in the yard of my laboratory at West Orange. The building evolved to follow the sun. We dubbed it the Black Mirage.
Everybody, and welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. It is Friday, April 26, 2019. This month has gone, come and gone. It just seemed like not long ago, which it did. A new year, 2019, right? But yeah, it's all good. Let's do announcements. Let me look at my calendar. I know pretty much what I got. June the 9th, I have Nashville recording artist Chrissy Isabel, who is going to be making her way to Athens, Georgia, to do a live show with me here in Athens at the Vegas studio. We have a couple of shows that we have out there that's floating around Facebook, or you can find those on our Facebook page at the Paige Roberts Show. The very first show we did was with Steve Coffin with Probable Cause. That turned out to be, it's usually like a 2-hour show, right? An interview and plus a 1-hour music show with them doing their music. So, and then the next one we had was Scarlet Stitch They're both local there, Georgia. And so we've been having quite a few Georgia singer-songwriters on our show lately. So it's nice to be trying to get out there and get more local. We try to, but you know how it is when you promote. You got to promote your songs, your shows, your whatever it is you do to get your name out there. So we also did a show at the number 3 Railroad Street here in Winterville, Georgia. I think they're fixing to have a festival up there too. So that might be in the works of going there. That's just right up the road from me. So that was pretty cool. We had like a sit down there, and I had like two artists. It was Liam Park and Mark Wilmot and one other that we had there, and we did we just sat in their living room and talked about music in the local area in Winterville and Athens, Georgia. I thought it was kind of neat. And yeah, so it's out there too if you want to go and find that and watch that. We appreciate the shares and all that everybody does out there. Let's give out our guest line number, 646-668-8941. And like I said, I do appreciate everybody that has been out there sharing the links to our shows and things like that. I know Tammy has shared it earlier, so that helps us out quite a bit. Yeah, so I guess without further ado, let's bring on our featured artists for tonight. They are also Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. And so, yeah, and y'all, if you haven't looked up International Singer-Songwriters Association on Facebook yet, go ahead and do that. I'm just a great bunch of people. We're all working over there to help each other and things like that. So, yeah, this is a lot of fun. And I know they're doing quite a few meetups, too. So maybe we'll have one closer here to Athens. I would have to talk to Tammy about that. But, yeah, well, let's bring on the Cranberry Merchants. I have Steve and Diane Moore. Hey, guys, and welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hey.
You're welcome. it's cool, you know, since I've joined ISIS, short for International Singer-Songwriters Association.
Hello.
Since I joined over there, just a lot of locals. I know Tammy is Georgia also, so that's pretty cool. Well, let's start out, I guess, if y'all wanted to start back however far you like and tell our listeners about yourself. And I guess work your way up into your music and how you got started and things like that. So I'm gonna,
okay.
You want to go first? You want to go first, Diane or Steve? I'll let y'all pick on that one.
Okay, well, I'll start. Steve and I have actually been playing and writing music since the mid-90s. We actually started out as a band called Halcyon. And there was another member of the band at the time, and we had a little bit of play on college radio, mostly, you know, just here in the Atlanta area, but didn't get too far with it at the time. Then the guitar player we had at the time left, and so it was just the two of us. And we had also found out at the time that there was already a band called Halcyon, so we had changed it to Halcyon AD. And carried on writing for a few more years. But, you know, then, you know, life kind of takes over and, you know, we had different family responsibilities and, you know, just making a living and that kind of stuff. So we had gotten away from it for a little while. But then this past fall, we had a golden opportunity of just having some time, you know, to work on what we wanted to do. And so we decided that, you know, we would give our music another shot. So we started out making a music video for our song, The Black Mariah, which we already had written. and you know, just took the time we had to, you know, really start getting things going on social media. And you know, from there it's just started growing. We you know, we hooked up with ISA, which has been an amazing help. Just all of the networking and the mutual support between bands and the radio stations has really accelerated things, and it's, you know, it's just been day and night from the first time we tried it.
All right, Steve, you want to go next?
Where do you want me to pick up?
Well, you tell about yours. So, well, you can tell that, and I guess you can just tell about yourself and how you got into the music business.
Well, I was a teenager in the late 70s, early 80s. I had gotten into music through my brother's record collection. He had all the good stuff like Rush, Judas Priest, Aerosmith, that kind of thing. I had kind of forged my own likes and dislikes from his collection. And then my friend Mark came along, and he, you know, of course, was on the same page as me with a lot of the music that we liked and everything, and he showed me how to play guitar, and I had taken it from there. I tried it for a little bit, and then he suggested maybe I should try playing bass, because there weren't too many bass players around town at the time, and I was like, oh, okay, sure, why not? I had kept up on both instruments for a while. I mean, not in any bands or anything, but I mean, writing and tinkering around at home and just, you know, kind of messing around, playing along with, you know, whatever Aerosmith track or whatever. It was actually the kind of thing where it took me until meeting Diane until I was able to really get the ideas out of my head. But I mean, otherwise, up till that point, it was working on bits and pieces.
Awesome. And just working together like that. And so how did y'all finally end up meeting up, and here y'all are now making music?
Well, we actually come from different parts of the country. We're not originally from Georgia. I'm from the Washington, D.C. area, and Steve is from around Indianapolis. But we called the Art Institute. They had a music business program. And so we both had been enrolled in that, and really it was that love of music that kind of, you know, brought us to that school and ended up bringing us together.
Awesome, and now I see y'all have been in this together for 25 years or so.
Yeah, or so. we're lapsing into the or so, yeah.
Well, that's a good round number to start with. That's a long time, but yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, being part of Atlanta now, I mean, I know y'all come from different states and things like that. What brought you to Atlanta?
Well, it was going to school here you know, what originally brought us to this area. You know, it just kind of a chance that we both enrolled in the same school. And so that's how we met, and, you know, that's how we came to settle here.
Atlanta's awesome. Which, all of Georgia, we have quite a few really popular, I say popular, right, big name bands that have come out of Georgia. So, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The music scene here is...
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, as far as that scene, do you have regular clubs that y'all play at, the venues there, on a regular basis?
Not at the moment. You know, like I said, we, with this particular band, with the Cranberry Merchants, we just did get going this past fall. And we haven't really been doing a lot of gigs yet, well, for a couple reasons. One, we've been trying to build up a little bit more of a repertoire, you know, for a show. And then also, you know, right now with starting out, it's, you know, a matter of if our day jobs you know, allow us the time
right.
to play. Yeah, because, I mean, Steve's job in particular, you know, we can't even count on weekends off and, you know, that type of thing. So that's why we really put our emphasis, like, on the videos right now and recording.
But it's certainly not out of the question. I mean, as soon as we're able, yeah, that's definitely on the table.
Well, you know, you're coming out from a good start, you know, getting your music together and things like that. So, yeah, you got to start somewhere, and, you know, where do you start? There.
Yeah, I think we have a really good foundation. Yeah, there you go.
So, but that's cool. And y'all make pretty good music together, so, yeah.
Thank you.
And like you said, being a part of the groups, I think, really helps. And I'm a firm believer, and I said this last night, too. I know, but in music, numbers are everything, y'all. You know that.
Yeah.
And I was listening to somebody the other day on another podcast saying they don't do the numbers. I'm like, well, you have to do numbers, really. You know, if you want listeners and things like that, and even for your shows, you know, your fans are important.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely.
But you know what? I think that is one of the most hideous things. It's taken me, I know, at least 2 years plus to have all of y'all there with me on the same page. But I'm like, here we are. It takes something to pull it together. But I have been working nonstop, literally, y'all. 24/7, I was doing something. So,
yeah, and that's the way you have to do it. We feel you.
Yeah, we feel you. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Well, I'm fortunate now to have Ruth Allen Finley, who does my booking and my information gatherer, I guess, if you will.
She's a gem, yeah.
Yeah, we met up last year, and so that's been a big help. I know y'all just don't know. I used to do it all of that, and it's like, wow, that sure does help.
It is a lot of work. I mean, you know, I spend most of my day just managing all the social media stuff, and
yes.
You know, we do all of our own videos
booking.
And everything too. So, you know,
booking,
it takes a lot of time.
Like that. I understand? Wow. And then if you had to pay, Rich and I don't get paid. You know, we're hoping one day we will. That'll be the next thing, maybe. I'm looking for sponsors now. You know. I don't know the first thing about that deal, but there's always something to learn. So we'll see.
Absolutely.
I guess that's when cold calling comes in handy, right?
Yeah.
There
you go.
Going to be part of it, yeah. I will probably be helping find them too.
Yeah. Not my forte, but I will do it. It's just like booking. I tell them. A singer-songwriter friend of mine, I was like, I just hate booking. One thing they don't like, they're not in the rush by no means. You know, like, well, I'm trying to fill a calendar. I have a calendar here. I need you down on there. It's like, please.
Which is, that's actually kind of hard to understand, because I would think a lot of indie bands would, you know, want the opportunity to you know, talk about their music and get their name out there.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, you know, maybe even in local Athens, Georgia, I have reached out to a lot of people, and I don't know what it is. I'm like, we're a free network, y'all. I mean, why not take advantage of it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. I've got all of this Georgia listening in, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of these internet stations like yours, I mean, they go beyond just where they're based. So many of them are, you know, broadcasting all around the world. So
we are.
It's really amazing. Cool.
We are broadcast. We are heard in, yeah, all over the world. We have friends in the UK. We have friends in Europe. And I mean, just not Italy. We have friends in Italy, Africa even. I'm like, oh, that's unreal. But
it's amazing because we've on our social media pages, we've been amazed. A lot of our followers are just like from all corners of the planet, you know, places we never expected that our music would, you know, strike a chord with anybody, but they have. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, that's how you meet, and that's what's so fascinating, too, about Facebook. You have your live feeds out there, y'all. I would take advantage of that. I say that. I've got to figure out how on my end that I'm going to do that. That's my, I know how. It's just the getting in there and getting it done. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
And I need a master scientist, so. I'm telling you, electronics, good night. It's something else in its own thing, having to learn all of it.
It definitely takes time. It'll take a minute.
Yeah. Well, I've had to learn everything from the ground up, even on how to do these shows, too, on my network. So it's like, okay, but I'm like, if y'all ever want to hear something funny, go out there and find my very first episode. But like I said, you got to start somewhere, and so we are here now.
Mm-hmm. It's all about planting
seeds. It is. And now we're nominated for Radio Station of the Year through Rise to Two, so, yeah.
We saw that. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Yep. That's a first for me, but that's it.
That's wonderful.
I do want to go to the award show. We'll see how it goes. We got a little bit of time, but not a whole lot of time, y'all. But we'll just see. Well,
yeah.
I know we played one of your songs in the beginning. Do y'all want to? You have new music out too. So do you want to talk about your EP or album, whatever we call it nowadays?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we have it's just a 5-song EP that we have out right now. The song that you played a little while ago is called The Black Mariah. And it's kind of an unusual track for people that aren't aware of the subject matter of it. It's actually kind of a little 4-minute history lesson. The Black Mariah was the name that Thomas Edison gave the first movie studio that he had built. It was kind of an odd shape building covered in black tar paper, and it had a roof that opened to let in sunlight, and the whole thing was on a giant turntable so it could follow the sunlight around. And that's where he experimented with filming the world's first motion pictures. Mm. And, you know, at the time, that's when vaudeville was in its heyday. So there were all kinds of, you know, really strange acts around, you know, things like, you know, contortionists and sharpshooters and people doing catboxing acts and all kinds of dancers and just a very eclectic mix of talent that he had to film. So that's kind of what we based the song on. But, you know, being a rock act, of course, we had to put it to something upbeat. And around the time that we first learned about this piece of history, it was through a documentary. That's when Steve came up with that kind of real, you know, raunchy, dirty sounding guitar riff. And I put the very mechanical sounding drums under it, and it seemed to kind of fit the time period to make for just a real funky kind of history lesson.
Now, see, I know I talked some last night on the fact of the Paige Robert Show, and that's one of the main things on the Paige Robert Show that we talk about is the making of your songs, how you created your songs. And so, but you know, I know I've had a couple of them, and I said, I didn't tell them this, but I'm thinking, you know, even if you didn't write the song, I feel it to be paramount that you learn about the song, even from the songwriter, how they came up with the song.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, you got to know what you're singing about.
I would think so, too. But I have had some, and you can tell it, too, y'all, if you don't know the history of the song or what came about. And the feeling's not there in it.
Yeah,
I could see that. You see what I mean?
Well, it's not a worry with us because we write everything that we perform. So
yeah,
it's awesome. Well, it's awesome if you can do both. I do know some out there that do not write songs, and that's cool too. You know. Each for his own, I guess, on how you get your songs together and if you sing them. That's one of the main things that we talk about on this show is how you came up with your songs. Because I always find it interesting in how the song came about. So, yep. Well, do we want to play another song? Let's see.
Sure.
If you like, that'd be great.
Let's see, I know we had this one on your event page out there, too. Do we want to play In the Blood?
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And do you want to talk about that song before I play it?
Really, the main premise behind that song is it's just about holding to one's beliefs at a time when society is kind of pressuring you to think in whatever way is trendy at the time, and you know, wanting to redefine moral standards, you know, and kind of the hypocrisy of that. So which I think is something that's very relevant today, no matter what your political stance might be. You know, there's constant pressure from media and you know, parties to make you want to think something different. So. So it's just about holding your own.
Awesome. Well, y'all want to hold on the line? We'll play this and then we'll come right back.
Sounds great.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941. Let's give a shout out to Phil Perez, WAAK 947 FM. He's the host of the Black Dog Morning Show. Yeah, he's out there on Facebook if you want to go out there and find his scheduling thing, things like that. I don't know his website right off the top of my head. But another one is Rockin' Beats Radio. That's Ronnie Trash. I think most of them, too, are ISA. We've had quite a few shows of their members. They have really jumped up in membership, too. When I joined, it was like under 3,000. Now it's up over 6,000. So that says a lot, right? Yeah. Well, tonight I've been talking to my featured artist, the Cranberry Merchants, which is Steve and Diane Moore. I think it's cool. I have a lot of couples that are singer-songwriters that are duos in rock and roll and country and other area genres, too. What is up next for y'all? Are y'all working on anything now?
We are. We're probably this summer we're getting ready to go back in the studio and start working on a lot of new material. We have a bunch of things in different stages of, you know, completion, and we'll just see what we can stitch together. Should be a really good eclectic mix of stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, and actually,
Go ahead, Diane. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was just going to say that we also, our most recent project that we just put out today is we just put out a brand new music video for our song Going Nowhere. And that was released about noon today and has been spreading around pretty good. It's you know, gotten quite a few hits today, so we're happy about that.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Now, where do y'all have that uploaded at?
It's on our YouTube channel. And and actually, we've been putting up the links. There's a link on our Facebook page, also on our Twitter and Instagram page. And we'll, you know, have it uploaded on our website as well, which is cranberrymerchants.com. But, yeah, right now YouTube is the easiest way to access it.
Awesome. Well, when y'all did y'all's video, all of that stuff is a lot of work. I would love to do a video.
they are a lot of fun. We really enjoy doing them. This most recent one was a lot of fun because we did a really big long road trip to film, which is kind of what the piece of music is about, and that's what Going Nowhere refers to, just kind of jumping in the car. It doesn't really matter if you have a real destination, just, you know, hitting the open road and having a little adventure with your best friend. So we last month we is. Usually in March is when we take our vacations, and we took a road trip out to New Mexico. I have a lot of family out there, and so we made this great big winding trip over and back, took a different way back, and we were filming the whole way, and then when we got back, we had, I think, over 1,500 video clips to sort through. to edit down into a 4-minute video.
Now, I can attest to that because that is one of the things that really does take a long time, and that's putting together a video.
Yeah, most of it is just getting it all organized and, you know, kind of figure out, you know, the story that you want to tell.
It's a puzzle, and what goes where.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot of time to get it sorted out and arrange it, you know, to where it's going to make sense and, you know, not just make sense to you, but make sense to the public.
Well, when we do our live shows at Vegas Studios, who does the editing when they get through with the videos? Paige does. I'm like, okay. So, yeah. That's a lot of work. I know it took me a good week or two to get And that's just an hour show, y'all. 2 hours, really.
Yeah, it is. It's very time-consuming.
Yeah, and making sure you have all the pieces in the right place. Hope nothing's out of place here.
Yeah, and then there's always, like, little technical obstacles to get over.
Yeah, and then having to go back in there and edit it, too, because it takes a long time just for the regular video to download, to convert itself to a format that you can use. And then, yeah, and then you have to go through a whole other process if you have to go in there and take something out.
Right, and then there's another layer to it when you're doing music videos. You know, you have to coordinate it so that it fits with the music. And, you know, everything's on time and synced up.
Right, because there's different ways people do their videos. Now, some do the, the actual movie parts. I call it that, but y'all might call it something else. Without the music. Some put the music in to go with your singing, and you're not actually singing to the music. I'm like, my gosh. That would really be something else if I had to do that. But there is some that do it like that. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, it has to be right on target. And with the singing and the voices and things like that, I was like, good Lord. But I haven't got that far into production end of things. But like I said, there's always something to learn.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
And like I said, I've learned everything from the ground up. If you want to know something, all you have to do is ask for it. It's out there on YouTube, I'm sure. I'm a YouTube
person. Anytime you get stuck and can't figure out how to do a particular type of edit, there are tutorial videos all over the place to show you how.
Yeah, somebody has sat there and took their dear sweet time show us how to do that, so we appreciate that too.
Sure.
And then there's some that you don't even have things to go with, and so you just have to learn. And I had to do that with my editing software that I use. There's not really a lot of videos that go with it. They have theirs, but it's not like into it, you know what I mean? Just the basic is all it gives. So you just trial and error, I guess. So.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yep. But here we are. So I guess we do production too. Might as well, if you're radio.
There you go.
That's right.
Well, I try to edit. I edit the shows from the ones that we do tonight and the ones that we did last night or whenever. And I'll have to go in there and edit. They love putting the commercials in there, so I go in there and take those out. So it's like 2 minutes. They put 2 minutes in the very beginning. I'm like, nobody wants to click on a video and hear 2 minutes of commercial from Blog Talk Radio in the very beginning. That would turn me off, I guess. Unless it's your
yeah,
commercials
yeah.
and things like that, right?
So, exactly.
Not Blog Talk Radio commercials. But y'all, I'm trying to move. I'm trying to move everything over to Spreaker.com. So it's over there. It's there. I gotta do it.
Yeah. Spreaker is a good server for that kind of thing. And you get a chat room and everything too, so that's nice.
Yeah. Well, there is a chat room on Blog Talk Radio, but it's not attached to your show like it is over on Spreaker. Yeah, there's a lot of incentives over there.
Oh, okay.
So I know Phil Cranzy's like, well, if you ever need to know anything, all you have to do is ask. That's where I get my, if you ever want to know anything.
Yeah, that's the way to do
I'm
it.
Like, And he said, I'm like, I thought you were going over to Spreaker. I said, I am. I just got to get off of here and go. But, y'all, it's just so easy to come over here. I wish they would not combine the networks, but I wish they would get some of these features over there that is over here. I mean, and over there you have a place to upload your MP3s too. The only thing about it is calling into the Spreaker. So, and then you have to use Skype over there, which I have Skype over here too. So we've had people use Skype on Blog Talk Radio, especially those that are international. And in fact, is Johnny Westwood, he's international, isn't he, I think? Yes, he is. He's Spain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's also ISA member as well, Johnny Westwood. Now, he's country.
Yeah.
But the only thing about the phone, see, it's so expensive calling the States from your international phone line. So it can get right
costly.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So unless you benefit in Skype, which, you know, there's downfalls to anything, I guess. But, I don't know.
It seems to work.
We'll try it out. Like I said, I've been on Blog Talk Radio forever for, I know, about 4 years, maybe. I'm wanting to do everything. I want to actually go live. Y'all, that sounds crazy in our day and time. Let's go live. Right? It is what it is. Now, do y'all use y'all's Facebook live feed?
We haven't yet.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really done any, you know, kind of like live videos on there so far, but maybe in the future we probably will.
I say that to people all the time, and I'm like, you should speak for yourself, Paige. I used to go on there, but it's an iffy kind of thing. And, you know, with our Facebook glitches here that's been happening frequently, I don't know. I'm going probably straight to our website, which is thepaigerobertshow.com, and I'm moving my website as well. So, y'all. I won't be back here to May 1st, so let's see, from tonight. Yeah. So I think Johnny Westwood will still be with us on May the 1st. So I got a few days. I need to get myself busy. Right. But it is. It's something else. I just need to get over there, and I just need to start going on there. But see, Ruth does all of the uploading of our MP3s and all the information on Blog Talk Radio, so I'm going to have to figure it out over there. So, and how she's going to be able to do that. It may be that I have to end up doing the music.
You can put your heads together and figure it out.
Well, if I go through the website, she'll be able to do everything from there. So... it'll work out.
There you go.
I'm the optimist, right?
You have to be.
Yeah, you do. And this line of work.
Absolutely.
I never did know. But it's all hard work and having to do everything. And, you know, I feel for y'all, too, and having to put things together like that. All of that's hard work. And people putting on shows is another thing. When I do shows out here at Vegas Studio, that's the band comes in there and you know, they have to do setup too. So then we do the interview and then they do their thing. So y'all would have to think about that and maybe come do a show with me out here. So at least you're Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, not too far from Athens.
Yeah, that can be
arranged. Well, like I said, I know July the 7th, too, we have singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco. That's 4th of July weekend. I guess he knows that. Okay. That's a live show at Vegas Studio. And then August 4th, I have, if y'all were listening the other night, I had a singer-songwriter. He's an actor, too. He's also licensed. He is Hunter Flanagan. He's a youngin.
Okay.
He's like 17, I think he said, or 18. I'm like, wow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I love seeing our, we call them youngsters. our youngins doing stuff like that young, you know. I think that's pretty cool.
A lot of that,
like I said, he'll be with us on that Sunday. Those are Sunday shows, and so we got something planned for that afternoon. Y'all aren't gonna want to miss that. So if I can keep myself quiet, we were gonna let it be a surprise, right?
There you go.
Like I said, if I can hold the surprise, I'm not very good at that. So if you ever want a surprise, don't tell Paige Roberts. I can't keep a secret, but I don't know. But anyway, I know we're down to like 7 minutes. When you start doing your playing at the venues and things like that, you'll have to keep us posted in your songs too. I try to keep my songs uploaded over there on Reverb Nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Y'all are there too, right? Are you on Reverb Nation?
No, we're not on there, but we're pretty much on every other platform. I mean, you can find us on Spotify and SoundCloud, iTunes, Amazon, Deezer, you know, pretty much everywhere else.
Well, I know Spotify is a big one and probably one of the easier platforms to get on. We hadn't even talked. Y'all are on radio, too. Y'all have done quite a few indie radio stations out there.
We've actually had really good luck with internet radio. We've probably had, it's probably over 50 stations now.
At least.
That have put us in rotation. And on Indie Star Radio. At the moment, we are at the top of two of their countdowns, their rock countdown and their alt 21 countdown. I guess we'll find out tomorrow if we stay there or not, because the new countdown is tomorrow. We've been real fortunate. We've had a lot of really good fans online that, you know, have been very nice about, you know, showing out to vote for us and everything. So it's we've been very fortunate.
They're the best. We've definitely been blessed.
Well, that's what I'm working on learning now. I know I have a couple of I'm a label too, so I'm trying to learn my way around, especially getting songs on charts and things like that. So
okay.
Yeah.
But that's, like I said, that's a lot to learn in this business.
There is. You just learn as you go along.
Keep on slugging.
That's it. My motto is keep on keeping on. So
there you go.
Yep.
That's it.
I have singer-songwriters that sometimes, you know, they're always out there talking about they're going to quit and they're going to give it up. I'm like, well, you're in it this far, you might as well stick it on out. Yes, it's a lot of hard work, but if you like what you do, you know, you can keep on doing it.
That's right.
There you go. That's right.
I guess let's see what other songs I have for y'all. I have The Beat Left, and didn't I have another one too? I have four, I think.
Going Nowhere. Our new video for the day. How about that one?
What did that? get that one in here. Let's see, I only had four songs. I see, I wish I had that one. But once I get moved over to Spreaker, y'all, maybe I can put together. I don't have necessarily a show where I do just the music. Maybe I should start.
Well, that'd be neat.
Okay. Well, if you've got the beat, we can roll with that.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the beat, and we did In the Blood. We did the Black Mariah, right? And I guess that's the only thing left. We did In the Blood at the beginning, didn't we? Oh, we do have Going Nowhere.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
No, I played Black Mariah in the beginning, didn't I?
Yeah.
So, we'll play that. Well, do you have anything that you would like to tell our audience before we close out?
Well, we just like to thank everybody for their support and, give one last shout out to ISA for all the help they've given us and
the nominations.
Yeah, especially to thank them for the three nominations that they've given us. Everybody out there, if you have the time to give us a vote, please do. We sure would appreciate it.
Otherwise, come see us on all of our social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're pretty much everywhere. If you go to Google and put Cranberry Merchants in quotes, we're all over the place. Come see us and come say hello. We love you
awesome.
And we thank you for supporting us.
And share them out there, too. I always tell people to give me a tag if they think about it. I get a lot of tags here. I always share, and I'm saying that all the time, y'all. It shouldn't be a contest. We're all out there for the same thing. We should be sharing our music, listening to the music, and following our pages. That's the main thing.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So far, it's working, I think. Right?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you all again. I'm Steve and Diane for calling in tonight. And, yeah, we won't be back here until May the 1st. So.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And we'll be anxious to see where you go with your music and keep us in the loop. Maybe when you get into more music, we can have you back on.
That will be wonderful.
We'd love to. Thank you.
Awesome. So let's go out with the beat, and then we'll finish out with Going Nowhere.
Sounds great.
All right.
Here we go. Bye, y'all. See you back May the
1st. Take care.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Night.
Oh, come on now. Y'all, we were doing so good. Let's try that.
It's misbehaving.
I'm telling you. Are you female? I'd be one
I
of
do
those
not
weekends.
Say that.
Oh, man. Talk to it now. Let's see. All right, let's try
there
it
you
one
go.
More
there
time. Can't believe it. Come on. It makes you want to throw the laptop out the window. Let's try it. We won't go that far, y'all.
There you go.
Let's try to go nowhere. And watch it play that one.
There you go.
Hey, y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.